Really, just I think, you know, what we experienced last year, you know, getting to a Super Bowl, you know, understanding, like, you know, what it took to get there, you know, to beat the Falcons. You know, it took everything we had. And, you know, I think we understand that this game, you know, especially playing against, you know, our rival team in our division who we play twice a year, we understand what kind of football team they are. And we just know what it's going to take to, you know, get it done.
Patrick Duncan has said the key defensively is to stop them and make the quarterback beat
you. Yeah, you know, I mean, they have some good skill players. You know, Marshawn, you know, being one of those guys, you know, at the running back position, you know, runs the ball really hard. You know, one of the best running backs in the National Football League. And then you have Russell Wilson, who's, you know, done everything he's done this year. And, you know, gotten even better than he was last year. So we understand that, you know, they love to run the ball. Marshawn's a big part of that. But also, you know, Russell Wilson, you know, he's able to scramble and, you know, able to throw the ball as well. So we just have to play a complete game. Man, you know, just, I mean, he's a strong guy, you know, he runs real low to the ground. You know, he actually runs underneath his pads, you know, good leverage. He's a tough guy to bring down. I mean, there's, you know, no question about that.
Does a guy like Russell make it particularly tough on linebackers? Because he makes you have to choose if you're going to drop back and come up if he starts running it. Is it linebacker position maybe the toughest for a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, not only just for the linebacker position, but, you know, anytime you're in coverage, you know, you have to play the hold down. You know, sometimes, you know, a guy who, you know, is not as mobile, you know, you can kind of, you know, get your eyes back, you know, and kind of see what's going on. But with him, you know, you have to make sure you keep your eyes on your guy at all times. And it is, you know, I think he got me last game one time like that. They ended up dropping the ball, but it was one of those kind of plays where if he'd caught the ball, you know, it'd been bad. So, you know, we have to make sure we stay back in coverage and, you know, not come up until he's broken the line of scrimmage. You know, there's no question. You know, there's a lot of hostility, you know, between us. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, they're another football team. You know, so there's always going to be, you know, dislikes. You know, they're an opponent of ours, and we want to win. You know, if we wasn't in this race right now, you know, there'd be no doubt that, you know, if they were playing against someone else, I would, you know, wish them well because it's in our division, but. No, it's us playing. So, you know, there's not going to be any like it all there.
What makes Jim Harbaugh a good head coach? What's his best quality as a head coach?
Really, I think his best quality as a head coach is really just understanding us as players. You know, understanding what we need to help make us a better football team. And he's since the day he's got here, he's always been about us. You know, it's about the team. And you know, that's how all our coaches are. You know. In particular, you know, our linebacker coach, Coach Levin, I'll never forget the first day we had our team meeting, not team meeting, but our linebacker meeting. First year they got here, you know, we walked in there and we sat down and he told Navarro and I, well, the linebacker court, he said, I'm going to let you guys know now there's no egos here on my part. You know, we leave all that at the door. And when he said that, you know, it kind of just let me know then, like, you know, I'm going to enjoy working with this guy and it's been fun every year.
Okay, but that's your position every game. Approach change at all
over
each playoff
time? No, not really. I mean, we just his approach is no different as if we was playing a regular season game in the sense that, you know, we got to come out and play with everything we got. You know, he expects nothing but our best, you know, every time we step on the field, whether it was this game or a regular season game. And at the end of the day, we all just want to win.
He was talking to us how he would trade anything to play in this game. Does that vibe come across with you guys in a lot of time?
Yeah, I mean, it comes across, you know, with all our coaches. You know, again, you know, Coach Levitt told us today that he said, man, I just wish I could just strap up one play. So, you know, I might get run over, but he said I would hold on for my dear life, you know. And when you got a coach, you know, saying that he's willing to step out there and it means that much to him that if he could pad up, you know, he would give everything he has. You have to look inside yourself and say, you know what? He can't do it, but I can, you know, so let me do it for the both of us.
Marshawn's an obviously last two runs, and that showed up on some of the Michael's have you noticed that? Anything about it?
No, you know, he's always me and Marshawn and I trained together coming out, and he's always been that type of guy, you know. And it's funny, you know, you say he loves to laugh when he's running the ball. You know, people sometimes look at me, and they always ask, well, you know, why I'm smiling. You know, you smile, you know, when you're having fun. You smile when you know the next man's in trouble, you know. And maybe that's what he has in his mind, you know, when he's running the ball. But, you know, I kind of have that little bit about me, you know, when I'm tackling, when I'm out there, you know, playing. I like to smile a little bit, too, you know, let you know you ain't worried.
What's the biggest difference you see in Colin this week going into his second NFC Championship or last year? He was in essence a rookie quarterback in the playoffs.
Yeah, really. You know, he's been here on this stage. You know, we've been here on this stage. And at the end of the day, I'll say it again, you know, with us, it's all about winning. You know, and Coach Harbaugh, I think, you know, he says it to us, you know, winning is not it's not the only thing, but it's everything. It's something like that it is. And it's true. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about getting that W, you know. And again, whether it's this game or a regular season game, we want to go out there and play our best football. And I mean, this game is the game to go to the Super Bowl, and it's going to take everything we have, you know.
Patrick, how important are the tight ends to what Seattle does, and what do you have to do to keep those guys down?
They do a little bit, you know, in the sense, you know, 86 Miller, you know, he's a blocking guy, but he can also catch. Wilson, you know, more the receiving guy, you know, can get down the field. But again, you know, we just have to play complete. Team defense, and man, let the chips lay where they may.
Do you guys get sick and tired of the 12th man talk and the fact that you guys have had struggles the last two times you went in there?
You hear them talk about that, and I would be lying to you if I said that, you know, the crowd is not loud. But man, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We have to play to the best of our abilities, and we have to play with everything we have, man. And if we do that. And, you know, God forbid, you know, we lose and we play our best football, then maybe that's what it's supposed to be. But I know for sure we're going to go and give it everything we have. And 12th man or no man, you know, in the stands, we just want to win.
Does this game have added value because they've beaten you the past two times in their building?
I'm not going to say it added value. It's the game to go to the playoffs, man. So whether it was them, I mean, it's the game to go to the Super Bowl. So whether it was them or anyone else, we understand the value of this game. So.
Yeah,
Patrick,
Frank is one
of the best human beings that I think I've ever been around. You know, a complete team player, will do whatever it takes to help our team win. And to me, as a true, you know, I can't say I can say what a Hall of Famer is, but if I could, you know, say, you know, this guy as a person and from what I've seen on the field is everything, is every bit of that and more. Frank is all that, you know. And when he say it's mystical, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, when you're a player, you know, you play this game for a while. Some things you can't explain, and you don't know how to put it in words. You just know what it is, and you just get it done. And Frank is that guy. We have a lot of guys like that, but Frank is. My hat goes off to him.
What's the most wise thing he said to you? The best piece of advice he gave you, if that's possible.
I don't know, man. Frank, he says so much sometimes. I don't know, man. I mean, he said so much over the years that, you know, it's not a word that comes out of his mouth that I don't hear. You know, you can listen to someone when they you can hear someone when they talk, but I listen to him, and he said so much. You know, I can't just go back and hit on one particular thing. It's just whatever comes out of his mouth, you know, I listen. So.
Patrick, two more, please.
At your position, every game is a physical battle. Is there something about this matchup with Seattle and their running game that is tougher than other
You know, I don't know. They do a good job. You know, the offensive line does a good job at what they do and how they run the ball. You know, they have kind of a I call it a stretch, you know, cut or a zone cut type offensive line where, you know, those guys can, you know, stretch you out and cut you, you know, at the same time. And that makes it hard for a linebacker at times. But, you know, regardless of what they do, again, you know, we're going to have to come out and play our best football. So.
It seems like the team has
made a conscious effort to rest Justin and Ray McDonald a bit this year. Is that paying dividends right now? Do they seem fresher than they might have been?
You know what? Those guys, I mean, when they're out there on the field, they come to play. So, you know, if they took the whole week off, you know, I wouldn't care because, I mean, what they give us on Sunday, I mean, I'm grateful for it. You know, those guys come to play every Sunday, and that's all you can ask for. You know, whether they rest one day or all week, you know, I just know they're going to show up on Sunday, and that's just who those guys are. So.